This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast has content that may not be appropriate for all audiences. You'll hear about some difficult subjects like drug abuse, domestic violence, suicidal thoughts, and sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised. Episode 4, War of the Mothers. The memories we have about our childhoods aren't always like real solid memories. They're influenced by how other people tell us the stories of our childhoods. Like you see a photo of you at Christmas. You're smiling in the photo, proudly holding up a brand new Barbie doll. And your dad's telling you begged him for the Barbie for months. And when you opened it, you were so excited that you started sobbing. It's hard to say if you remember the moment or just that story about it. I think that growing up, a lot of people believe that their parents are telling the truth, right? The stories about my childhood were told to me by two very different people, my mom and the other woman who raised me, my Milicha. And they told very different stories. There's one story my Milicha would always tell. It's about the time I went missing. We still don't know what happened, but my Milicha's telling was dramatic. I was kidnapped like something out of the telenovelas we watch religiously. And it made my mom look bad. My Milicha brought it up all the time. I've never even heard my mom's version of the story. I guess I assumed she'd lie about it. I don't know if that's fair. She was an addict and all around just unreliable. But my mom was the only person who was actually there. So I want to tell her my Milicha's version and get her version. Because somewhere in all this is the closest thing we have to the truth. This episode is about two women who raised me and their battle to control me and the narrative. I'm Emmy, and this is Crumbs. It's a show about the things we settle for and the bits of ourselves that make us who we are. So, Mom, we ended the last episode right after your divorce and the beginning of your addiction. My Milicha thought that you getting a divorce meant she would be in control again.
Well, yes, in control of me, but also more importantly, control of you. After Neto and I got divorced, I moved back home with her, and she loved us living with her, and Papa Beto did too. But then I moved out again.
Was my Milicha mad when you moved out?
Yeah. Yeah, she was. But I was really stubborn, and I just had a way of going and doing things my way. I think she let these things happen mainly because she knew I'd be back eventually, right?
So, Mamisha would tell me a story about this time. And the way she told it, it kind of felt like she had a camera in the house or something.
You were her camera.
Yes. I'm aware. Today, I'm aware.
Well, tell me about that story. What did she say?
So it's about that time that you and I were living in that apartment in Chula Vista. We weren't living with her, it was just you and me. And it's my understanding that I was watching TV, watching cartoons or something, Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
And then you were high. You probably fell asleep with maybe like a cigarette in your hand. I don't know. I can't picture that because I say that just because I saw that so many times. And then a stranger comes into the house and takes me. And you didn't notice because you were too strung out. Kind of like the robachicos that they talk about in Mexico, right? It's based on this myth of like a big scary guy who comes around with a bag and just snatches the kids, puts them in the bag and runs away. But it's a real thing. It's a real phenomenon. It's like where the kidnapper comes and takes kids from parents who are being negligent, but also like things that I would see on the news when I was little. Like organized crime, just coming in vans and stealing kids from these little towns in Mexico where they would then disappear and then they'd find the kid dead with missing organs or they'd place him in different households. That was one of my biggest fears when I was little. The next thing that comes to mind is I'm on the trolley with this man in a trench coat and then they take me on the trolley and then all of a sudden they change their minds. They don't want to kidnap me anymore. So they just dump me in downtown San Diego. And because of what I've been told, the next image that comes up in my mind is I'm in downtown San Diego feeding the pigeons popcorn. That's the version that I grew up with, that you were high, got kidnapped by some scary person. That it was because of your neglect.
That is so far from the truth.
Why don't you tell me your version?
That for me was one of the worst days of my life. I even remember exactly what you were wearing that morning. You're in the living room watching Sesame Street. You're wearing some Superman blue pajamas and slippers. You had beautiful blue eyes and curly blonde hair, and your hair was down to like your shoulders or longer. You had long hair, beautiful hair. And I'd never cut your hair since you were born. At this point, you would see your dad sometimes. He would say, like, we got to cut his hair. And I'd be like, no, never. You're watching TV, and I remember telling you, okay, Weddle, we're going to take a bath now. It's probably 9 a.m. The phone rings. The phone's in the kitchen. And so I go to the kitchen to talk to whoever it was. So I'm in the kitchen talking on the phone. I don't know if a minute went by or 5 or 10, but when I hung up, our front door was a sliding glass door and it was open and you were gone.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you weren't high this morning?
No. This was early in the morning. You were still in pajamas. I hadn't got high yet. I would usually go to your dad's house later on in the day, and that's when I would get high.
Did the family know about your addiction? Did Mama Licha know?
No, not yet. Nobody knew. I had just started using, so I was like new into my addiction. I want to say that around that time, she started maybe getting suspicious that something was going on.
So her story was just very believable to me because it just checks out with the rest of like your patterns as a parent. So for me, it was very easy to believe that this is what had happened, that because of your neglect and your drug use, I got kidnapped by some random person, like a junkie, I don't know.
Let me just say this. It wasn't until she started schooling you on what to look for, teaching you about drug use, that's when you started changing with me.
Mommy Lisa was always like, you have to be my little spy from a very young age. She said I had to go through your stuff and report back to her. And
as much as Mommy Lisa wanted me to be a part of my children, to be in their lives, she taught them how to, I'm not going to say hate me, but they had no respect for me. I'm sorry.
Why are you getting emotional?
Because to this day, I feel like nothing has changed, you know?
I know what it's like to not feel respected.
I just feel like, and I just started feeling this as of lately. My mom did a really good job of like still being in control after she's gone, you know? And all my children are quick to judge me or tell me how bad, you know, it's like no matter how hard I try, I'm still stuck in that place.
Could
you know?
It be that? So let me just clarify something. I don't feel that way towards you. I don't feel that feeling of like better than or any. I don't feel that.
Oh my God. I don't want to do this right now. I'm sorry.
Take your time. Let it out.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. We had to take a little break, but this is a difficult episode to record because I understand where you're coming from, Mom. How my Malicia always had her way of like manipulating us into acting a certain way with you and how that has carried over through the years. So I'm sorry that you're going through this right now at this moment.
Yeah, don't be sorry. I mean, it's not your fault. I guess I just feel like... But like she's been gone how long and she's still calling shots, you know?
All these years, like the thought of you not being high never crossed my mind.
You were always suspicious of me. And again, that's what she taught you. You didn't just one day wake up and say, I think my mom's using.
So I disappeared from the house. What did you do?
So I go out there, Güero, looking for you. Nothing. Our apartments were connected to the parking lot, to the trolley station, and then there was like a Arco gas station across the street. I remember going to the Arco station. I went and knocked on neighbors' doors. I went to the trolley station, and I'm looking for you like crazy everywhere, and I can't find you. So now I'm scared, right? I call Mami Licha and I told her what happened and I'm crying hysterically. And her and your grandpa, Papa Beto, showed up right away. And so your grandma walks in and I'm sitting there crying and she comes up to me and slaps me. And then she says, what happened? Real calm.
What? You know,
first she slaps the shit out of me and then she says, what happened? And she said, well, have you called the police? And I said, no. She said, well, what are you waiting for? Call the police. We're going to go look for the baby. So they take off, you know, and I'm sitting there. I have to stay there because you might come back, right?
So I didn't know she slapped you when she showed up.
She sure did. She fucking slapped me. And she had a heavy hand, so it really hurt.
Oh, I remember. I mean, you lost her grandbaby. You lost her little prince. But also, it's fucked up that she slapped you. Because she could be harsh, to put it into nice words.
And so she and Papa Beto go out looking for you, and I have to stay at home. I called the police, and then I was like stuck at home just going crazy. By now, it's already like probably 3 p.m. Hours had gone by. And I remember calling the police and I asked, do you have an update, you know, on my son? No, they haven't found any little boys, whatever. They actually found a little girl. They're taking her to Polinsky now. She's the same age as your son, but no, we haven't found him.
And what is Polinsky?
Like Child Protective Services, where they take children that the system takes away.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I said, what does this little girl look like? And they said, hold on. And they get back on the phone and they're like, well, this little girl has long, curly, blonde hair and she's wearing blue pajamas. I'm like, that's my son. That's my son.
So that's actually so funny and probably my favorite part of the story, that the police thought I was a little girl.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy to me that even from a young age, I had such a feminine essence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that I try to cover up for years.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. You're right.
So you picked me up, and then did the police say what happened?
We had to go pick you up at the Chula Vista police station. And you were sitting there like nothing, you know, just, oh, mommy, you ran up to me and, you know, all happy, and Mami Licha and everybody. They found you at, what was it, La Placita in downtown San Diego. Like from H Street to downtown San Diego is a long way.
Very far.
Yes.
Right, that's like 10, 15 miles, I think.
And you were feeding the pigeons, because there's a lot of pigeons there. You know, you were feeding them, I think, popcorn or something.
But the police didn't know what happened. When I called back, they had no idea. They never figured it out.
So even you with calling the police back, that doesn't really fit with the story that I heard. But before we get into it, what were things with Mami Licha like after this?
When I told her that I was moving out and taking my baby boy with me, she was very upset. So this was like the perfect opportunity for her to tell me, you can't handle taking care of a baby. Do whatever you want with your life. Fuck it up. You already have done a good job of destroying everything. She was now focused on this little boy that she was going to mold into what she wanted. So can you see now how you have no business taking this little boy and trying to raise him on your own? Because you're never going to be good at it.
It seems very accurate, something that she would say or do. But also, like, you had to have been so young. So you really have, like, no defense. Because how old are you? Like, 17?
I think I was still 16.
It's very possible that somebody could have knocked on the door, I open it, and they just take me. That's a possibility. It has nothing to do with your Mami Licha.
Yeah, well, it was neglectful on my part. I know that because I stayed on the phone. I don't know if it was 2 minutes or 5 or 10. I don't know.
I mean, but mothers do that. That's a very normal thing for parents to do. Because you're in your house, you feel secure, you feel safe. Do you think this story, this disappearance, could have had something to do with Mami Licha's business?
No. I was still very young and I don't want to say innocent, you know. I really believe that you walked out and the trolley opened, you got on with all these people. I never thought of it being anything more than that. Because you're right, it does happen. I went from being a straight-A student and playing with dolls to having babies and sharing needles like really quick. I got burned a lot at the beginning of my drug use because I was still so naive. I never even thought that somebody took you away or none of that went through my mind. I was just scared shitless that you were gone and all I wanted was you back, safe.
It's more of a mystery than I thought. And Mami Licha was always so quick to blame you for everything. it just kind of made sense for me that you were high. It's hard for me to deal with how different my mom's version of this story is from Milicha's. Because in my mom's telling, she recognized that she fucked up. But not in the way I heard and believed for so long. And if my mom is right, should I trust her about the other stories too? I guess what I'm realizing is that my instinct is to not trust her. And that I was taught to think that way because of how Mamilicha raised me. I was taught that Mamilicha and I were the ones in control. My mom was out of control. Mamilicha was safe, my mom wasn't. In a lot of ways, that was true. But not all the time. If I've learned one thing about Mamilicha is that she liked to be in control. My mom made that hard. She was rebellious. She challenged her a lot. And so after my mom had me, Mamilicha had a chance. She couldn't control my mom, but she could control me. And it wasn't just our lives she wanted to control. It was the narrative too. From a young age, Mamilicha planted the seed that my mom was not to be trusted. And some of that's valid, right? But Mamilicha was always quick to tell the story that painted my mom in a certain light. She was trying to undermine her, to have full control. And that continued for a while, basically until Mamilicha went to prison. Next time, on Crumbs.
I just had this perfect little visual in my head of the perfect family we were going to be in Utah.
So weird. I don't remember any of this.
But he would change. He was like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Hey, listeners. There's a lot of difficult subjects that we cover in this show. If you're someone you know needs help, you can reach the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration hotline at 1-800-662-4357. They'll connect you with information and resources on treatment. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. Both are available 24/7. You don't have to be in crisis to reach out either. They're available for anyone who needs help. Crumbs is a Sonoro production in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Network and Trojan Horse. It's produced by Hannah Bottom and edited by Margaret Catcher, Rodrigo Crespo, and Alex Humero, with support from Elizabeth Schutzel. Original music by D. Peter Schmidt. And engineering by Carlos Magaña and Manuel Parra. Studio recording by JTB Recording and Podcasting Studio. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Vances for iHeart, Alex Fumero and Margaret Catcher for Trojan Horse, Camila Victoriano and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro, and me, Emmy Olea. Special thanks to Mariana Coronel Aguirre, and of course my mom, Hilda Gamboa. Listen to Crumbs on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, you can also listen to our show on Amazon Music.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.